The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, December the 5th. We've got two very interesting, entertaining topics today. Let's start, first of all, with Rob Krause, Capital City Players. Good to have you, Rob.
Oh, it's always great to be here,
Paul. And Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Now, you've got a big show that's opening up next weekend, right?
We do.
Running for 2 weeks.
It just runs for one.
Just 1 week?
It just runs for one.
So everybody, if they want to see it, they've got to come right away.
They have to come the December 19th weekend to see the show.
So what have we got?
Well, it's a very interesting premise. We did a holiday show last year for the first time, and we're doing one again this year because everybody loved it so. And what goes on is all the regular performers that people see with the Capital City Players, a group of them come together for the holiday show, and this year's theme is Home for the Holidays.
Okay.
And so what happens is they sing familiar pop classical holiday songs people know. They sing some beautiful and amazing holiday songs people have never heard before that
really?
We find. And the thing that our people really like that attended last year, the storyline is personal, very personal anecdotes.
So this is not a nationally.
No, this is a show. This is a show we put together ourselves. And so once a year, people find out about our performers. Like this year, they're going to talk about times when they were away and came home for the holidays, or times when they were away from home and couldn't get home and wished they were home for the holidays, and those type of personal reminiscences.
So this is about as personal type show as you can get.
Right, with it's wonderful Christmas music.
And it's straight from the heart.
It is.
It's straight from the heart. It's something that you're not going to find anywhere else. This is a one-of-a-kind show.
It is a one-of-a-kind
show.
And
it's not going to be duplicated next year. It's not going to be duplicated in any other city but in Jefferson City.
Right, right. And the thing that we found last year was that there were lots of businesses that were looking for holiday parties because we're a dinner theater. They could have all their coworkers come in and have, as you know, Argyle Catering Company.
Oh, good. Wonderful food.
Have a holiday dinner, bring their whole group together, and then also see wonderful entertainment.
Right.
And families, too. And for this show, because it's all about family and our family, we have special children's prices as well for the holiday show.
So how many songs will be in?
Oh, it's hard to tell. I mean, it'll be anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours.
So is each show going to be just a little bit different?
Well, probably because
they're ad-libbing and all.
They're ad-libbing a lot of the material in the show.
So what you see one day, you might want to go, if you like it so much, you go back again because it's going to be a little different.
Well, yes, it is a little different.
All right.
So that adds to the fun, too.
So tell us, give us the dates and the phone number to call.
It's December 19th, 20th, 21st, those evenings, and then a matinee on the 22nd.
Okay.
It's $35 for adults for the meal and the show. For children 6 to 12, it's $20, and under 6, it's free.
Okay, and that includes the meal?
And that includes the meal. And they can call 573-681-9012, or they can get tickets immediately online by going to www.capitalcityplayers.com.
Okay, and the matinees are Sunday.
Right.
So the doors open at noon.
Right. And
lunch is served at 12:30.
And the show is at 1:30. And then the evenings, doors open 6, dinner at 6:30, show at 7:30.
Okay. Rob Krause, thank you so much for coming by. Break a leg with it. Remember that the date is December
19th.
December 19th.
That it opens.
That's a Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday, Friday,
Saturday,
and Sunday.
And a Sunday matinee.
We got it.
Happy holidays to you.
Same to you, too. Now, we're going to talk about the Calvary Episcopal Church Bazaar and the world-famous church mice. And I'm not exaggerating when I say world famous. These are really collector's items, aren't they?
They are.
We've got Leanne Ball and my friend Liz Schmidt over here. Good to have both of you here.
Thank you.
And the church mice have been around for what, 30 years?
At least 30 years, yes.
If you're listening, you got to watch the segment. Go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends, and you'll see the church mice. Now, if you've been around Central Missouri for a while, you know what we're talking about. But the church mice, you're going to have maybe 150, 200 of them, ornaments?
Yes, probably. We never know how many until all of our mousers come out of the woodwork.
Until all the mousers come out of the...
Turn in their mice.
So when do you find out about the mousers?
Well, they all come out, and the ladies arrange them the night before the bazaar, and many of us don't see them until then.
Okay. I want you to...
This is a special one. This
is not... Liz, okay. Take a look at this. Liz, for the people listening on the radio, they're sitting on a park bench, and this is Miss Mouse? Who is this?
This is a special one that's been made for our raffle.
Okay.
And it's all a little sewing kit. It's been hidden away. There's a little thimble inside of here. Cully Dale, who's our best little mouser, makes the most interesting
and
things.
And she's got a pin cushion.
Tape measure,
just
scissors.
Beautiful.
Little needles are in here.
Okay. And then who is the one in the church sanctuary?
Well, this is a typical stained glass window from our church.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a replica of St. Francis with the blessing the
animals. Oh, St. Francis of Assisi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With the animals,
blessing them. So you've got so many different varieties of church mice.
It's amazing.
If you want these, and some people have gone for 30 years, and they have a 30-year collection of these, what time do they need to get there for the Calvary Episcopal Church Bazaar?
They come before we get there in the morning.
So do you have people like camping out the night before with tents and generators?
Well, they sit in their cars and keep warm.
Okay.
It's just about like that. Snow, rain, doesn't matter. They're there.
Okay, so what time should people come if they want to get one of these?
Well, our bazaar opens at 8 and runs till 1 o'clock. Usually all the mice are gone by 9. So
you're kidding.
You know,
they're gone in an hour.
Yeah, they pretty much are gone.
And you can only buy 2 mice at a time.
Right.
And you have to get in line again if you want to buy 2 more mice. Okay, it's
and
a Calvary.
This is just one part of our bazaar.
Right, you've got all kinds of things, right?
Yes,
you've
we
got
do.
Food
and we have a breakfast that goes on, country breakfast, country ham breakfast. We have handmade things. We have a bakery. Just
everything.
All kinds of things.
But the mice are the big thing. Calvary Episcopal Church Bazaar running this Saturday.
That's correct. The 7th of December.
December 7th at Calvary Episcopal Church.
On 9th Street.
On 9th Street. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming by, Leanne Ball and Liz Schmidt. Pleasure having you here.
Thanks for having us.
And Merry Christmas.
And
well, I hope you didn't have a riot with the church mice here.
We will.
Tomorrow.
No, we have a policeman that keeps order.
You have a policeman that keeps order?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. They are serious. Our program director, Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Zach Haywood. Assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.